Besides generating electricity, Vermont Yankee also fuels the local economy. Laura Sebelia of the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation says the closing is disheartening after years of a poor economy on top of the injuries from Tropical Storm Irene.
It's a little like, whew, you know, enough with the body blows, please.
Patrick Moreland, Brattleboro town manager, predicts a number of the employees who will be losing their jobs won't be sticking around.
And they're not going to be buying their cars here, and they're not going to be going out to restaurants here. And so it's making a difficult economy more difficult.
Pat Moulton Powden, also from the Development Corporation, predicts the closing will be a big blow to Windham County. Besides the job losses, she points out it may also hurt local nonprofits that Entergy and its workers contribute to.
Employees who very likely donate to the local United Way, Humane Society, etc., that's the ripples that come. I mean, there's clearly a direct impact at the loss of jobs, but those are the ripples.
But other people have a different reaction.
I'm very happy about it. It's great.
That's visiting nurse Jennifer Carroll, who's wheeling a cart of groceries outside the Brattleboro Food Co-op. Carroll acknowledges Entergy is very generous with its donations to charities, but she's glad the plant is closing.
That's going to make Vermont a lot safer for all the children and people that live in this area.
Steve Levine from Williamsville agrees.
I think it's a good thing for the community. It's certainly immediately it's a bad thing for the people who work there, but we need to move forward and find better sources of energy to have a future. And I can't wait till the end of next year when that thing is shut down.
With the closure coming, people who are working on economic development in the region say they plan to step up their efforts to mitigate the impact. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.